Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane.
And officials on the other side of the border, who we've also been speaking with, they in El Paso, they say they just do not have the resources. It's unsustainable, and they expected the situation here to get even worse potentially next week as Title 42 is lifted.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They use QuickBooks, a multi-billion dollar company using QuickBooks.
QuickBooks.
Well, you start putting plans under microscopes, nothing's going to make sense, all right?
I don't respond to him. I don't pay any attention to him.
He's an angry elf.
Because that's merely a distraction. And if you get drawn into that, and I have to be honest, that cesspool of interaction, it's there's no value added to that, David. It doesn't help anything.
I'm an elf.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And if you would like to join us today, as every weekday afternoon, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. A great front page in the New York Post today. Harry Plotter. Get it? Get it? CryptoCon SBF embezzled billions. Billions for Dem donations in real estate. Begs for bail because he's a, quote, depressed vegan. He's a depressed vegan. Now he's stuck in this jail in the Bahamas called Foxhall. And apparently it's a real hellhole. But, you know.
Isn't depressed vegan kind of redundant? I'd be depressed if I were a vegan.
Well, you know, it's even more depressing because apparently the jail, the prison, is teeming with rats. So if he just were to renounce his vegan ways and become a carnivore again, like God intended us all to be, that's why we have these pointed teeth on either side of our mouth, then he could have some extra meals at the jail. But this story is just it just gets better and better and you know, and again, I feel bad for the people who you know, lost money, and you know, there is the element of caveat emptor, let the buyer beware, but still, I mean, they did get robbed, and it's unfortunate, but yeah, it's nice to see this guy, this Democrat operative, that's really you know, suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune after being on top of the world, you know? One day you're the toast of the town, and the next day you're toast, as they say. And so he wanted a $250,000 bail at his court appearance yesterday and house arrest because of his veganism, depression, and dependency on medication. You know, getting arrested depresses you most of the time. That's just the way it is. And medication. Didn't he just tell us that he's never been drunk once in his life, and that there were none of these crazy drug orgies going on and sex orgies going on at his $40 million penthouse? He's in the infamous Fox Hill prison, and this is from the Daily Mail, known for its rodent infestations, violence, and the mixing of children with adult prisoners. Rodent infestations. That means rats. And not only speaking of rats, now there are more stories today that his girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, has flipped and has become herself a rodent. Squeak, squeak.
She got this rat.
She's a rat. The inmates are allowed only out of their cells for only 30 minutes a week. The officer went on to say, this is an officer at the jail where they've got him, Fox Hall, that many inmates only rarely leave their cells to shower because violence is so prevalent. Even though they're only allowed 30 minutes a week, they don't even leave for that half hour because they're afraid. In an interview with a lawyer in the Bahamas, said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, I think they've got to be careful not to have SBF in really rough areas in the prison. And a prison official at the facility said 3 years ago, dogs don't deserve to live in that state that maximum security is in. There's no ventilation. Prisoners in maximum security had access to sanitary facilities only 1 hour a day and used slop buckets as toilets. Inmates developed bed sores from lying on the bare ground because there's a lack of bed and beddings. In a 2020 study by the Inter-American Development Bank, 65% of the inmates at Fox Hill, almost two-thirds, said drugs were easier to get inside the prison than outside. Now, you know, this is, if you're, you know, one of his Democrat friends, one of his fellow trust funded, hyphenated last name, member of multiple protected classes, here is the scariest sentence of all I'm about to read about the future of SBF. Suicides are common, as mental health care for inmates is virtually non-existent. Suicides are common? Are they going to move him into one of the areas of the prison where the cameras are down for routine maintenance? Something tells me they don't have as many cameras as they have even in places like...
I was going to say, you're assuming they have cameras.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if the inmates are using the slop buckets as toilets and they're sleeping on the floors and rats are running across them. This one guy who was a former inmate at Fox Hill, Matthew Sewell, he gave an interview to a paper after he got out. The only movements I could feel in my cell were rats crawling over my body. Then then there was another guy, a Bahamian pastor in 2019. He was convicted of rape charges in the United States. So he's a nice fellow, right? A man of God, convicted of rape in the U.S. He begged the judge in his homeland to send him back to the U.S. to get out. What happened was he was in Georgia and he escaped while he was on trial. And so he went back to the Bahamas and they arrested him in the Bahamas and threw him into Fox Hall. And after he was in Fox Hall for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, he said, hey, you know what? I'm going to plead guilty in Georgia and, you know, go back and I'll serve 20 years in Georgia, but I can't spend any more time here in Fox Hall. So this is where they've got SBF. And he's supposed to not have his next hearing until February 8th. That's a long time for mischief to occur, is it not? Prosecutors argued in court that he was a flight risk. This is in the Bahamas yesterday. They claimed that he had hid $300 million in a Brazilian bank or a fund in September, months before the collapse of his cryptocurrency trading platform as a means of setting himself up for an escape when the inevitable happened. But you know what? You know how this is being portrayed now in state-run media. They're saying that he said, apparently in passing, he said, you know, I also gave some money to a few Republicans. Gave money again to Susan Collins, some of the senators who voted to convict Trump on the second phony baloney charges, impeachment charges last year. And so he gave some money to them. So he gave $40 million to the Democrats, and he gave $13.32 and a couple of coupons for a free Egg McMuffin to the Republicans. So the Democrats are going to put it in the Snopes and Polyfact and all this. Did Sam Bankman-Fried just give money to Democrats? False allegation. He gave amounts to both political parties, but they, of course, won't give you the numbers. 844-500-4242. 617 says, take the new guy to the Epstein wing. Yeah, they have cell block B, cell block D. Yeah, Fox Hall will now have cell block E for Epstein. He needs drugs. He says he needs drugs, but I would be very careful if you find out that Dr. Clinton is the pharmacist. You might be well advised to avoid the deal with the depression. Don't wait for the patch to come. Don't wait for the next patch to come back. 844-500-4242. I know I should feel so. He's a fellow human being. But I dare say that he never thought of me and you as his fellow human beings. He thinks he's a hell of a lot better than you and me. And, you know, I can't really say I'm feeling all that sorry for him. 844-500-4242. 207, he's going to die from suicide and maybe leave a suicide note blaming Trump. Yeah. Man, the suicide. I did not kill myself. Donald Trump did this to me.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Of course they are. Of course they are. You did it. It's your fault. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. The FBI has just announced, sources familiar with the probe of the Mar-a-Lago investigation have announced that they've gone through the boxes of files that they took out of Mar-a-Lago a few months back, and they have now found a suicide note from Sam Bankman-Fried in the personal effects of Donald Trump. 844-500-4240. Just kidding. My friends at Eden Pure have big news. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out, and they will go fast again, these Gen 40 heaters. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with $50 off with code Howie50. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love the Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do too. One wrote, I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure, unquote. Right now, you can save $50 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. You know they're coming. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie50. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Hey, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa Claus. Yeah. Hey, Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Yeah. Hey, Santa Claus.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is your preferred winter solstice greeting? Happy holidays, season's greetings, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, or Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas! Have a holly jolly!
88% say Merry Christmas.
Happy Chinooka.
1% say Happy Chinooka. And 11% say Happy Holidays. Nothing for season's greetings or Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Holidays is like an enforced PC greeting, you know? You work at a cash register and the manager says, I know this is stupid, but I got this from corporate headquarters. You have to say Happy Holidays. Someone might be offended.
I have no idea what Chinooka is.
When someone says to me, Happy Holidays, and I know I can tell it's enforced wokeness, I say Merry Christmas, and then usually they smile. And
you count that as your good deed for the day?
I just wanted to it's my little protest. It's my tiny little protest. And sometimes if they trust me, because I have an honest face, we all can see that, they'll say back, Merry Christmas to you too. But oftentimes they don't. They just nod and that's it. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The governor today pulled his pardon.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
That was one of the best things he did. When I come back, he said, I think he said that after he was elected in 2016. When I come back next year, it's going to say Merry Christmas again on the Christmas card. And sure enough, it did. That was a small thing. But
I told you about Christmas, and I guarantee if I become president, we're going to be saying Merry Christmas at every store. We're not going to be doing it.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with Merry Christmas. 844-500-4242. So we'll take a couple of calls here on Sam Bankman Fried's travails in Durance Vile. That means jail. I like in Durance Vile. I don't know if it's Endurance Vile or Endurance Vile, because I've never heard anyone say it. I've just read it. But I like reading it in print. It gives me a warm feeling inside, especially when it's connected to a guy like Sam Bankman-Fried. Adam, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adam.
Merry Christmas, Howie.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Here's the wager. For 10 grand, they can find someone down there to take care of SBF. They could do it in New York with Epstein. They could do it with SBF down there in the islands. So feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for him because he is a marked man. And the chances of him getting out to come to the States to testify, I would say it's 1,000,000 to 1. Thank you for your time, Allie. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam. I'm perplexed that he didn't just waive extradition and have his lawyer just ask to put him on the next plane back, like the rapist pastor from the Bahamas. I mean, at least you're gonna have some oversight. I mean, not that it's gonna stop you from being killed. It didn't stop Epstein from being killed. It didn't stop Whitey from being killed. Although those were very different circumstances. But at least there's a chance that there will be some kind of watchdog or some kind of paper trail. There's not going to be anything like that in the Bahamas. Not that the Bahamas is a bad country or anything, but just looking at what they're saying about this prison, it's a bad place, obviously. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 42-42. We're going to talk more about this as we go along. We have a Brandon was with some African group today, and there was more material we didn't get to yesterday from the new CEO of FTX. Did you know they were keeping this? This was a multi-billion dollar corporation, and they were keeping the books such as they were with QuickBooks. QuickBooks. Think about that. I'm Howie Carr.
Happy Chinooka.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Yeah, I'd rather take my chances in the custody of the Bureau of Prisons, the BOP. And I know, I've talked to many prisoners. They treat many of the prisoners very badly. You know, the bus therapy, they put you on a bus and they just keep sending you around from prison to prison. And the bus has blacked out windows. You don't have rights to the commissary. You can't use the phone. They just move you around and basically to torture you. Bus therapy, they call it. And you know, if you get sick after hours, you may die in the cell. I understand all that. I got it. I've heard it from a lot of people, different people. You know, you probably heard or read about it yourselves. But you still got a better chance in the U.S., I think, than you do at this prison, Fox Hall. I've been to the Bahamas just once in my life. It was very nice. I had a good time, but I wasn't near Fox Hall. I don't think we even drove by Fox Hall prison. Don't want to ever go near it again. 844-500-4242. 619 says, Taylor, Howie, no happy Festivus? What the hell? And some of you are Seinfeld fans. Well, I'm not one of them. I don't think Taylor is either. That's why we're
talking. You don't know me. You don't know me.
Taylor's a huge Seinfeld fan.
Are you a Seinfeld fan?
Big time.
Well, why didn't you suggest that? Why didn't you suggest that? When I said if you want to add anything, you can add something.
Because I'm suppressing my childhood just like George Costanza. I don't want to relive Festivus.
Okay. All right.
See, so that's how big a Seinfeld fan I am. I threw a mention of stuff on you, and you didn't even get it.
He's got a lot of problems, and you're going to hear about them.
All right. Okay, so that's why we don't have Festivus. I gave Taylor an opportunity, and he didn't.
Suddenly
it,
my so. Fault.
I did. Did I not say to you, if there's anything you want to add, you can add it? Didn't I say that?
I don't think that was verbatim. Can you think of anything else was more like it?
No, that sounds pretty close.
That's close enough. Close enough. Okay, now it's time for Grace with the news.
Well, Howie, I want to continue on this conversation about SBF, mostly because I'm very interested in his parents. I know you've written a lot about Joseph Bankman and Barbara Fried. Put them together, you get Sam Bankman Fried. And the actions, this is from the New York Post, they've been doing such great coverage of this. You pointed out that the cover of the New York Post today was one to remember for sure. The actions of this...
It's when you see it, and you just start laughing out loud, or at least I did.
The New York Post strikes me, Howie, somewhere that would be really fun to work. Like, I think they have a lot of laughs during their day. I don't think they take themselves all too seriously. The actions of disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried law professor parents are under heavy scrutiny this week following the former billionaire's arrest on an array of federal charges. So we saw that the new FTX CEO, John Ray, was testifying on Capitol Hill, and he revealed in his testimony that he was investigating the parents' role in FTX's downfall. During his testimony before the House Financial Services Committee, John Ray confirmed that Bankman had given legal advice to his son at FTX and received cash payments from the company. Here's the quote. He said, I don't know if he actually had employee status, but he certainly received payments. The family did receive payments.
And their names were on the deed, or are on the deed, to this beachfront property in a gated community in one of the nicest parts of the Bahamas. And there are a lot of nice parts of the Bahamas. And how about when he talked about how they kept their books? We actually have that cut. It was in the intro, but it bears repeating here. This is John Ray. He's the new CEO, and he's the guy who basically liquidated Enron way back when. So he knows something about how these kind of scams operate. Cut one.
They use QuickBooks, multi-billion-dollar company using QuickBooks.
QuickBooks?
QuickBooks.
The woman who says QuickBooks, she's a Missouri Republican congresswoman. Her jaw, I think it's safe, it literally dropped when she heard him say that. She couldn't believe it. It's amazing.
Yeah, something else that stuck out to me is, I guess, during his sentencing, or I'm sorry, not his sentencing, his hearing, Bankman-Fried, they were calling him a fugitive, and his mother was audibly laughing several times during that hearing. It just very strange behavior from the parents. I don't think there's going to be a lot of laughing going
forward. Does this give me a chance, Grace, to mention that his mother has 3 degrees from Harvard University? 3.
Howie, whenever you can work it in, I think it's a good time. Do we know what the degrees are in?
Yes. I'm glad you asked. Bachelor of Arts.
Wonderful.
Master of Arts.
Ooh.
And a law degree.
Wow.
Yeah. So she spent probably at least 9 years on the campus or around the campus at, you know, $50,000-$80,000 a year, whatever it was back then.
And Howie, I'm going to read you a sentence here from the New York Post.
He's from the mean streets of Palo Alto.
I'm going to read you a sentence here from the New York Post. I think there's a lot of words in here, reporter words that you're going to enjoy. The embattled parents reportedly said.
That embattled means they're awaiting the arrival of the postman every morning so they could get the target letter from the grand jury, the official target letter. Yes, go ahead.
The embattled parents reportedly sat in the third row and appeared to oscillate between dejection and defiance during the hearing.
Oscillate? That's kind of I don't really like that as a tabloid word, actually.
This is how my mind works now, though. I read sentences in newspapers and I go, oh, Howie would like that word.
I put waver. they appeared to waver.
Yeah, which culminated in a judge denying Bankman-Fried's request for $250,000 in cash bail, which, as you pointed out, he told him that he had ADD, that he's a vegan, and none of the playing of the smallest violin seemed to work on the judge. And
I think denied, though, needs to be modified with an appropriate adverb, Grace. You know what the adverb would be? Summarily. Summarily denied it.
Yeah. Deservedly.
In other words,
so.
Thank you, Your Honor. Motion denied!
Well, it's one of those things, like when I read his excuses for why he shouldn't be put in prison, it sounded like someone whose parents were writing in to get them extra time on a test. You know? They have ADD. It's like maybe that would work if you were taking a geometry test and you needed an extra 10 minutes, but it's not going to keep you out of prison. You have ADD. I'm getting the vibe from this prison, from the descriptions we're hearing, that they're not all that concerned about that.
Your Honor, I stole $8 billion and now I've been lugged. I'm very depressed. Can you let me out?
I mean, I guess the upside of this, because we read about the conditions of the prison. They said some people get bed sores from sleeping on the ground so often. They don't have a lot of mattresses there. He does seem to have an interesting lifestyle, though. I mean, he was a big fan of bean bags, so at least he's not accustomed to sleeping in a bed all that often, so that might make that transition a little bit easier. But,
well, then he should remember the old quote from Mr. Dooley, politics ain't beanbag.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what he's now in the midst of a political maelstrom. Someone says that oscillate is the wrong word. It should be vacillate. That's a good point.
Uh-oh.
We have some other good would-be city editors here in the audience texting in here today.
Take it up with
Vacillate.
The Post. Take it up with the Post. All right, so here's another story for you, Howie. MTA is exploring pee detection technology to spot urine-soaked elevators. Urine detection technology could be...
Is this the MBTA or the MTA in New York?
This is the MTA, but the subway agencies in Atlanta and Boston have also tested the technology.
So I don't go on the MBTA anymore, but in the days when I did go on the MBTA, and I rarely did this either, but if I did go in an elevator, I don't think I ever smelled one that didn't reek of urine.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, Howie, if this is one of those scenarios where we don't need AI to tell us. Like, I feel I would be a good urine detection.
You don't need to be a bloodhound to be able to sniff that one out.
Save the money on the pee detection technology and just have me walk into an elevator. I could probably give you a pretty good idea of whether or not there's urine. And I think most people could. Liberals are struggling to find a viable Twitter alternative after Musk takeover.
What happened to Mastodon? Or Mastodon, whatever it is.
Mastodon, Hive, and Post. Nothing seems to be working. There's so many attempts. But it's funny because conservatives went through the same thing. You know, after Trump was booted off Twitter, a lot of people said we need to start our own platform. And there was several platforms that kind of sprouted up and none of them really took off. So I don't
know. Truth Social and was it Gab?
Getter, was it?
Or Getter. Maybe Getter, yeah.
And none of them really seemed to work. And so now liberals
I didn't like the name Getter. It sounded too much like Grindr. You know, that's the gay site that Yoel Roth, the Twitter censor, he was really into that.
Oh, and then there was
his PhD thesis on.
There was Parler, too.
That was one I was trying to think of. I think that was like the first big one to come out.
I don't like, the name Hive doesn't make it either. I know what they're getting at, bees getting together and, in the hive. But, I mean, isn't there like an itching malady called hives?
Yeah, and when I think of hive, I think of hive mind. And right now in our society, we have a lot of people who are partaking in the hive mind. You know, they're just like can't get out of their own. Everyone's sheep. So I don't really like that either. Here's a different story for you, Howie, because I know that you are protesting. You are still partaking in the walkout of the New York Times. You have not crossed the digital picket line. God bless you for that. You are, a hero amongst the people of the New York Times Union. A New York Times story by health and science writer Dana Smith says that masks are back and not just for COVID-19.
Well, they've always been in style if you're robbing a bank.
I think they've always been in style at the New York Times, too. I have a feeling that no one there ever gave up on the masks, It seems like it would be a floor full of dead-enders. Masks are back, and this time they're not just for COVID-19. A triple-demic, that's the new word that everyone's using, triple-demic of the coronavirus, influenza, and RSV is sweeping through the United States.
Did you read any of the stories about triple-demic? All I needed to read was the headline,
triple-demic. No.
And I know I'm moving on.
I don't read stories that I know are meant to scare me. If something is scary and you're reading and you get informed on it and you get a little freaked out, but if the goal of the story from the headline is we're trying to scare you.
By the way, speaking of scaring, there was a story in USA Today which made me think to myself, when can we get the USA Today parent company, Gannett, to go out of business once and for all? Stop laying people off. Just file for Chapter 11 and go under and shut down all these newspapers. They had one today. How do you respond to people who, when they read these headlines that we're in a time of the coldest temperatures, the heaviest snowfalls in the Northeast or the Northern Hemisphere in the past 25 years? How do you respond when they say, well, what about climate change? And then they laugh. How do you respond to that?
Oh.
No, I did read that one a little bit.
I have a feeling you would have a response, Howie. I don't think that would take you too long to come up with something. I was actually, I was walking around in Scituate a couple weeks ago, and there was a guy, and this was when it was like really nice out, and a guy said to this woman, if this is global warming, sign me up. And he was kind of laughing, and I thought, oof, you better be careful.
That'll be tomorrow's story in USA Today. How do you respond to that when there's a warm spell in the winter?
Yeah.
All right, Grace. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howie.
Thank you. What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, Mike Lindell, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or pet bills, then you should look at GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. GiveSendGo has also been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues. They don't have any political litmus tests, unlike some other crowdfunding sites that I could mention. GiveSendGo has a 501c3 arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their site and see all of the wonderful opportunities to help those in need, especially during this holiday season. Become part of their giver army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. And listen, Friday, December 23rd, that's just 9 days away now, at 6 p.m. for our annual charity hour, sponsored by GiveSendGo. They will match every contribution the Howie Carr Show makes to deserving 501c3 charities. So call in with your favorite charity on Friday the 23rd. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr Cheap Bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, this is one of our top deals, most popular deals, ReadyWise. And at this time, we're going to offer a digital gift card. Is your family prepared for the next unplanned emergency? Are you ready for your next outdoor adventure? Do you have a way to fix up a quick dinner after your busy day? ReadyWise provides you with all the necessary long-term food storage and freeze-dried food required for any situation. While supplies last, you can purchase a $100 ReadyWise digital gift card for just $50. Get yours now at HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Digital cards will be sent via email within 48 hours of purchase. With us now to tell us more about what ReadyWise has to offer is Brandon Erickson. So Brandon, this is a deal. You can just take this gift card and get whatever you want on the website, correct?
Yeah, I mean, this is an amazing deal, Howie. So, yeah, you take that gift card, you can redeem it on the website or with someone on our phone team at 855-95-READY. Otherwise, just go to ReadyWise.com. We are still going to also offer your listeners, Howie, the Howie 15 to use on our website. So in addition to getting the gift card at 50% off, they can then go apply the 15% promo code on most items on our website. Most of the items are eligible there to get, I mean, it's such a crazy good deal.
So it's more than 50% off, really?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a great deal.
And there are all sorts of, a couple of the most popular products that people could get at ReadyWise.
Yeah, so at ReadyWise, to your point, we offer long-term shelf-stable meals. All you have to do is add water. So we have a variety of different entree packages that have, 25-year shelf life entree meals and breakfast meals. We have a lot of side dishes, fruits and vegetables, freeze-dried meats. We have drink buckets. We have some new cans that we offer as well, so you can kind of go a la carte in terms of freeze-dried blueberries, raspberries, apples. You can get some vegetables. You can get meats there. So a lot of different options, and we also just have your basic survival options. So water filtration bottles, we have bug out bags that contain food and first aid kits. So a lot of different things that you can get there. It's great for gift giving to help someone get prepared, and we've got everything you need to be prepared on the website.
And the freeze-dried foods, they have a 25-year shelf life, I believe, right?
They do. They have a 25-year shelf life. All the product that that comes in buckets is inside the bucket is actually somewhat individually pouched varieties of those different types of meals. So pasta Alfredo, teriyaki and rice, macaroni and cheese. In the entrees, you're going to get a 4-serving pouch. So if you order the 60-serving bucket, you're going to get 15 different pouches. If you order the 120-serving bucket, you're going to get 30 different pouches that are inside that. And the shelf life is all within the pouch. So you can open up the bucket, get into it. Not going to affect the shelf life. The food's going to be fine. The food tastes really good. It's real food, easy to prepare. My kids even love it. It's passed the kid test, so a great opportunity to get an amazing deal for your listeners.
Yeah, and these deals always go fast, and this time it's a gift certificate, so you can pick what you want off the ReadyWise.com website. These are going to go fast. Check out the ReadyWise website when you make your decision, or again if you. Get to the site and we're already sold out, you can just go to ReadyWise.com and buy and use the code Howie15 and you'll save another $15. Brandon, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you, and it's always good doing business with you guys at ReadyWise.com. Thank you. I'm Howie Carr.
Get ready, pal.